We should make sure to think and fill our days with Torah, with chesed, and with mitzvot. If our days are full of mitzvot, if our days are full of chesed, if our days are full of going and doing good things, then we can be sure that we used our days properly. It says by the Avos, it says by great people, the days of the years of their life, making sure that every year they used was full of good things, but every day in those years were good, were full of mitzvot, chesed, and Torah learning. If you can think about the day you just had, think about how many mitzvot you did, think about how much chesed you did, think about how much Torah learning you got involved. Did you read Torah lectures? Did you read Torah emails? We talk about all the time how I get different emails to my inbox, different Torah learning yomis, which ensures that we read different emails. It's so easy. Sign up for Mishnah Yomi. It comes to your email. They summarize two Mishnahs a day. Think about Mitzvah Yomi from the OU. They summarize a mitzvah every day. Think about Shnai Mikra. They summarize the Aliyah every day. Think about Halacha Yomi. They bring a halacha and they summarize it and bring it to you as well. And Nach Yomi, they summarize the chapter of Nevim or Ksuvim of the day. Such an easy way, such a quick way to make sure you're a little bit Kaveitim, a little bit involved in Torah, because that's what we're supposed to do. Our whole primary purpose on the world is to be involved in Torah and Chesed and Mitzvos. We will always make sure that we work enough. We don't always make sure that we learn enough. Halavai, our whole day should be involved in learning. Did you do daf today? If you're a daf person, it's a wonderful thing, a really amazing thing to really be a part of. Did you do that today? Did you learn today? Did you read something about Torah or mitzvahs? Were you involved in chesed? Were you involved in helping those around you? Every mitzvah you do is those diamonds that you polish off and you put in your basket, you put in your box to take with you after 120 years. There's only so many things we could take with us after 120 years. Make sure it's those wonderful, amazing things, those mitzvot, the chesed. Your good name stays with you. Your mitzvot come with you after 120 years. Nothing else, not your house, not your car, not any material possession. Only those things you worked on in this world. Only those things that you could acquire in this world. We can't do it in the next world. Make sure to have gatherings of Torah, to have gatherings of chesed, gatherings of mitzvot. Make sure to gather for yourself Torah, mitzvot, and chesed. Make sure to involve yourself in repentance every day. And they say in the Gemara, Shuv yom echad lifnei mitatcha, repent one day before your death. And the sage that said this, the student said to the Rebbe, do we know when we're going to die? And he said, no. But pretend that every day is as if it's your last, and every day you'll be involved in repentance. Make sure that you're always forgiving everyone and everyone around you. Make sure you repent for yourself and make sure that you are involved in repentance so that Hashem will accept it and Hashem will allow your life to be one full of wonderful things for 120 years, God willing, may it be for all of us. Join us next time on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.